Donald Trump is putting American lives at risk. He's putting American Muslim lives at risk because there are plenty of crazy people out there right now that are surrounding mosques with assault rifles, which is totally ridiculous and totally uncalled for. And then he's also putting American servicemen at risk and American diplomats at risk. There are lunatics out there. There are foolish people out there who see this stuff and they associate this with all Americans. They say, well, if Trump says it, all Americans believe it. And they don't have access to Donald Trump, so they want to take out their aggression on somebody else. You cannot say these things and still call yourself a friend to American diplomats or the U.S. military. You are making them into a target, and they are the ones that are going to pay for these words. It is beyond the pale. It is extremely distressing. If I was the family of a service member, I would be asking myself that question. Why is Donald Trump putting my family member at risk? And he is.
You think al-Baghdadi over there, somewhere in the caliphate, such as it is enjoying this Trump show?
There's no doubt about it. We've watched the communications. We've watched the chatter online. These folks love this stuff. They love to watch us tear each other apart. This is what they always had hoped for. This is what al-Qaeda has been talking about for years, setting up concentration camps for Muslims, barring Muslims out of this country. And I got to tell you something. As the son of a Holocaust survivor, every time I hear him say something about Muslims, I hear the word Jews, because that's exactly what this is. This is scapegoating. Anyone who is part of an immigrant community, anyone who's descended from immigrants, should not stand for this, should not accept this. This is insulting to all of us, not just Muslims. It's insulting to everyone.